Chief White House correspondent Kristen Welker joins me now.
From across the nation.
What is the number one issue for you?
To the national stage.
And I welcome you to the final 2020 presidential debate.
When critical votes were counted.
Still too close to call.
And when power was held to account.
Is abuse of power an impeachable offense?
Kristen Welker met the moment. Now she joins Meet the Press as its new moderator.
If it's Sunday, it's Meet the Press.
Sundays on NBC.
State Farm is committed to being your top choice when insuring the things that matter to you. My Cultura podcast host, Dramos, also believes in the power of financial knowledge. That's why he makes sure to share his financial tips on his podcast, Life as a Gringo.
We all deserve to be living the life that we want to live, but how do we do it in a responsible way that we know we can afford it?
For me, if I have to buy it on a credit card, if I can't pay that card at the end of the month, I can't afford it.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Learn more at es.statefarm.com. State Farm is a proud partner of the My Cultura Podcast Network.
Following last year's amazing turnout, the Black Effect Podcast Network and Nissan are giving 50 HBCU STEAM scholars the opportunity to have an all-expenses-paid trip to Nissan's second Thrill of Possibility Summit. This is a remarkable opportunity to be mentored by auto, tech, and podcasting's brightest minds. NCANT's Marcus Scott Jr., who attended the first summit, had this to say, "A life-changing, impactful experience that I've never had in my life." Enter now to be a part of this incredible weekend. For more information, visit blackeffect.com/Nissan.
This is Lee Habib with Our American Stories, and we tell stories about everything here on this show, including your stories. Send them to Our American Stories. They're some of our favorites. Up next, we continue with our recurring series about the curious origins of everyday sayings. Here to join us again is Andrew Thompson as he continues to share another slice from his ultimate guide to understanding these mini mysteries of the language we all speak.
A long shot is an attempt that has little chance of success, and it owes its origins to naval warfare in the 1800s. Battleships carried cannons as their major weapons, and though very effective when they hit their targets, the cannons were inaccurate and cannonballs could only travel relatively short distances. For this reason, most battles took place in fairly close quarters. Any shot that was fired at a ship outside of the normal range was considered a long shot and unlikely to succeed. If you call someone a loose cannon, you mean they're unpredictable or out of control, and it's yet another sailing-related phrase. From as early as the 1600s, cannons were mounted onto the decks of sailing ships and were used as the primary weapon in battles. As they were very heavy, it was essential for the cannons to be firmly secured. This was often done by mounting the cannons on rollers and fastening them down with ropes. But in times of rough seas, or as the result of a violent recoil caused by firing the cannons, sometimes a cannon would break free of its restraints. The loose cannons would roll dangerously around the deck, causing damage to the ship and injury to the sailors. The saying, "as mad as a hatter," which means crazy or completely mad, is the first phrase that I wrote when I did this book, and it stems from the 18th century practice of using mercury nitrate in the making of felt hats. Mercury nitrate is a highly toxic chemical, and exposure to it often affects the nervous system, causing the person to tremble and jitter. This led many to believe that hatters were crazy, so the expression "mad as a hatter" developed, and in fact, mercury poisoning today is still known as mad hatter disease. While not being the origin of the phrase, it was popularised by the eccentric Mad Hatter character in Lewis Carroll's 1865 work, Alice's Adventures in Wonderland. To make a beeline for something means to go directly towards it using the fastest route. And this originates from the animal kingdom, and as the phrase suggests, the bee. Once a bee discovers a nectar source, it will return to the hive, where it performs a peculiar figure of eight dance to communicate the location of the source to the other bees. After watching this dance, which includes zigzags using its rear facing the bees, the other bees will then make their way directly to the food source in a straight line. Experts believe that bees use the sun to navigate, and the dance performed by the forager bee indicates the angle relative to the sun that the bee should follow, as well as the distance they should go to ensure they fly in a beeline. To make ends meet means to live just within your means on a low salary, and it has origins in the world of accountancy. From the 17th century, MEAT was an accounting term meaning match or balance. A bookkeeper's ledger contained two columns, one for expenditure and one for income. The ends were the bottom figures of these two columns. So to make ends meet was to match the expenditure and income figures so that the books were balanced. The expression makes your hair stand on end means something has frightened you. And it's sometimes known as goosebumps because the skin contracts and makes a person's hair stand upright. The expression actually has biblical origins and derives from the book of Job in the Old Testament, where there is a passage that reads, "A spirit glided past my face, and the hair on my body stood on end." The phrase became widespread in 1603 with Shakespeare's play Hamlet. To mind your P's and Q's means to be on your best behaviour, and it's an expression with many possible origins that are often disputed. The most compelling of these is its association with drinking. It stems from the English taverns of the 17th century when publicans would chalk up what people were drinking, either a pint or a quart, on a tally slate. At the end of the night, the patron would pay for the number and type of drinks on the slate. Because a quart was a larger and much more costly measure than a pint, patrons would advise the bartender to mind his P's and Q's to ensure the correct drinks had been chalked up so they weren't being overcharged. A Molotov cocktail is a handheld firebomb, and that expression began during World War II. The phrase was actually invented by the Finnish, who were referring to the Soviet foreign minister at the time, whose last name was Molotov. He was responsible for partitioning of Finland under a pact with Nazi Germany, and many believed he was also responsible for the subsequent invasion of Finland in 1939. There was much propaganda associated with the invasion, including the ludicrous claim by Molotov that the bombing missions were actually humanitarian food deliveries for the starving Finns. In response to this, the Finns referred to the Soviet cluster bombs as Molotov bread baskets. And when they developed a handheld petrol bomb to throw at the Soviet tanks, they called them Molotov cocktails as a drink to go with the food. Money for old rope means a quick and easy way to earn money. And that expression has nautical origins. In the 17th and 18th century, when sailing ships returned to port, the sailors would assess all the rigging to ensure it was still seaworthy. Any rigging that had been damaged during the voyage would be removed. And while unsuitable for sales, some of it would still be in pretty good condition and able to be sold on shore. The more senior members of the crew were given authority by the captain to claim the discarded rope, and they were able to profit from its sale, literally making money for old rope. More bang for your buck means better value for money, and it originated with the US national security policy in the 1950s under the administration of President Eisenhower. Known as the New Look, the policy increased the military's stocks of comparatively inexpensive nuclear weapons in order to reduce the number of army personnel and costs. In 1954, the US Secretary of Defense, Charles Irwin Wilson, coined the phrase, "more bang for your buck," when he used it to refer to the policy of using nuclear weapons instead of a large army to suppress the threat that the Soviet Union posed to democracy. It is actually thought that the expression was an adaptation of Pepsi's advertising slogan, "more bounce to the ounce," which was introduced in 1950. Mumbo jumbo means nonsense or meaningless speech or writing, and it's an expression that began with the early explorers of Africa in the 18th century. Francis Moore was one of the first Englishmen to travel into the interior of the continent, and in 1738 he wrote a book called Travels into the Inland Parts of Africa. In the book he describes how he met men of one tribe, the Mundingos, and they employed a legendary spirit to keep obedience in their women. In his book he wrote that the women are kept in the greatest subjection, and then he went on to explain how this happened. He said, "For this purpose, the Mundingos have a kind of image, 8 or 9 feet high, made of the bark of trees, dressed in a long coat and crowned with a wisp of straw. This is called mumbo jumbo, and whenever the men have any dispute with the women, this is sent for to determine the contest, which is almost always done in favour of the men." It was this passage that brought the term mumbo jumbo to the masses, and by the mid-1800s, the phrase had come to mean any meaningless rantings. To nail your colours to the mast means to display one's beliefs defiantly, and it derives from naval warfare in the early 18th century. A ship's captain would enter battle with his flag or colours, flying proudly from the main mast. but if he wished to surrender, he would lower his colours to announce his position to the enemy. Sailors were also able to lower the flag in times of troubles, so if a captain was determined not to surrender, he would literally nail the flag to the mast so that none of the sailors could lower it and offer a sign of defeat.
And a special thanks to Greg Hengler. What a delightful segment. I mean, we're just learning and laughing right here in the studio as we listen to this, because my goodness, who knew about loose cannons? Mad as a Hatter, that just killed me. And my goodness, they used mercury nitrate while making hats? We've come a long way, folks. The workplace is a lot safer than it used to do, no matter what you're doing for a living. Mercury nitrate, you can't make it up. Make ends meet, Molotov cocktail, I think the favorite here in this studio, an uproar of laughter coming out at the derivation of that great phrase. And so many people in this country, populated by so many different ethnicities, and these words coming from so many sources, from Greek sources to English sources to German and Finnish sources, the list goes on and on. What a delight. And by the way, a special thanks to Andrew Thompson. His book, Hair of the Dog to Paint the Town Red, The Curious Origins of Everyday Sayings and Fun Phrases, is available on Amazon.com and the usual suspects. The story of our language, a great story, a fun story, here on Our American Stories.
Introducing Uber Teen Accounts, an Uber account for your teen with always-on enhanced safety features. Your teen can request a ride when you can't take them. You'll get real-time notifications along the way. Your teen can feel a sense of independence. You can follow their entire route on a live tracking map. Your teen will get assigned the top-rated drivers.
Thank you.
You will get peace of mind. Add your teen to your Uber account today. Available in select locations. See app for details.
Hyundai is back with the all-electric Ioniq 6. It's sleek with a range of up to 360 miles. Any drawbacks? Yeah. The digital key means you're going to have to get rid of that giant keychain that holds a special place in your heart. The all-electric Hyundai Ioniq 6. Hyundai, it's your journey.
2023 Ioniq 6 is available in limited quantities and at select dealers in select states only. Contact your Hyundai dealer for availability details. EPA estimated 361-mile range for Ioniq 6 SE long-range RWD with fully charged battery. Actual range varies based on trim and other factors. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Congratulations to the city of Bellevue, Washington. First place award winner for innovation in community at the 2023 Unconventional Awards presented by T-Mobile for Business. The city of Bellevue has revolutionized public safety as a leader in technological innovation to decrease road-related fatalities and injuries. In collaboration with T-Mobile 5G Solutions, Bellevue has improved the Vision Zero program, increasing real-time communications between cars, pedestrians, cyclists, and traffic infrastructure to provide early warnings on dangerous road interactions. T-Mobile for Business congratulates the city of Bellevue for their innovation and unconventional thinking.